The state's share would be $350 million, and that would have to be approved by the legislature.
We're counting on this.
Kevin Orr says he's optimistic all the pieces will eventually come together to get the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history wrapped up by this fall.
The sooner we're able to get everything in with the momentum we've got going forward, I think the better it'll be for everybody.
We have to make sure that this is a one-time investment that secures a long-term success for both the people of Detroit and the people of the state of Michigan.
Republican State House Speaker Jace Bolger says he still has to be sold on the deal, and he's sticking with his demand that the city's employee unions also pull money from their bank accounts as part of the bargain. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.